Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. I do realize that all of you listeners out there, you could be anywhere in the world, and as the song says, you're here with me. So I do appreciate that. But Level Up, what is it about? We're going to get to that. But before we do, I want to talk a little bit about myself, some of my background. Now, I'm not going to bore you with my life story, you know, all of the minute details, but we'll get to those as the show progresses, though. So we'll learn more about me as time goes on. So we'll start with me talking about where I'm from. Actually born and raised in a city called Linden, New Jersey. Pretty decent neighborhood, but we moved around a lot. Sometimes we were in some neighborhoods that weren't the best. My mom raised me and three of my siblings by herself. Our fathers were absent at best, you know what I'm saying? So times were tough and we managed to get through them. But the question is, how do we get through them? Definitely wasn't easy getting through them, but like I said, how do we get through them? One of the things we had going on was my mom was just real strong. Her message was unwavering and absolute. She never wanted us to take shortcuts to try to get where we wanted to be. So that helped out, just having somebody who was always on the up and up, guiding the way, steering the ship, we'll say. So my mom, she steered us in the right direction. And it took a lot of moving around to find the right fit. So sometimes we'd be in a good neighborhood. Then depending on what was going on at the time, we might end up in a bad neighborhood. But with all of that going on, she still was the steady ship in the shaky water. So that kind of set the precedence for me, at least going forward, as I navigated through my life, just kind of seeing the way she was always even keel, never let anything get to her. And I kind of just picked it up from her. And that's the start of where we're at now. So in the early years, just following my mom's model, I never got in trouble, just always did what she told me to do. And I just stayed the course. She always said, you know, stay the course, do the right thing. And it'll all pay off in the long run. And the good thing about it was mom's was never one to waver in her message. So I bought into what she said and just kind of did what I was supposed to do in school, out in the streets, never got in any trouble. And everything kind of came the way it was supposed to, according to her guidance. So I thank her for a lot of the missteps that I didn't take because I just believed in what she said. And part of me believing in what she said was that, you know, she lived it, she walked it, she talked it. So it was kind of easy to buy in. So that's a piece of me right there. One of the things that was instilled in me and my siblings from an early age, one of the things was you just got to put in the work. Shortcuts don't often work. I mean, sometimes they work for people, I found out. But if you're talking about playing the numbers, I found out that shortcuts normally end up being the long route. We watched several movies over the years where the husband takes the shortcut through the woods and then something crazy happens and it ends up costing them a whole lot of time in the long run. So that was one of the things I picked up from my mom, as well as even just TV, just seeing the way it always played out when somebody took a shortcut. So I decided to just do the right thing and play it the right way and see where it took me. And playing it the right way took me to being a college graduate, high school English teacher, and now I'm an author. And actually, if we want to go a step further, now I'm hosting a podcast. So just doing the right things, being where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do, has its benefits. And I'm living the benefits of it. So like I said, enough about me. We'll get into more of what I'm about and my story as, like I said, time goes on. Through small anecdotes, bits and pieces as we go through the process of Level Up. So the thing I want to do is talk about, what is Level Up? What do we plan to do here? So in short, Level Up is about proper decision making. It's about avoiding deleterious situations and not making the same mistakes over and over again. Another thing about Level Up, it's about increasing your position in this world and over time, avoiding stagnation. You want to be progressive, making moves, positive moves, and putting yourself in a position to thrive. Level Up is also about realizing that as we navigate through the turns and corners of life, that we're going to make mistakes. We're not perfect. No human is perfect. So know that you're going to make mistakes. Try to be better and also learn from your mistakes over time so that way ultimately we can all become better people. I'll learn from you. You'll learn from me. We're going to level up together. Another facet of level up is gaining confidence in this tumultuous world that we live in. We all know it's tough out here, so confidence will definitely help us in our day-to-day movements. Also, what we're going to do here is use practical advice that everyone can relate to. The common man, day-to-day man, anybody, even a teenager can relate to some of the stuff that we'll talk about because we're going to break it down for everybody. It's not upper level. It's just the everyday person can log into this information and put it into their lives. It's all about being better people today and being better people tomorrow. So that's the whole point of leveling up. Level Up with Ryan Hodge. One goal I have for this show is that I want people out there who are listening and maybe even tell a friend is that you are living the totality of your life's decisions and effort. So basically, whatever you're putting in is what you're getting out. If you're not getting a lot out, it's probably because you're not putting a lot in. So that's one thing I want people to take away from this show. That's what we're talking about here. Effort has to be commensurate with what you want. Another goal I have for this show is for people to take these strategies that we're going to brainstorm together. But the goal is I hope that people can find true happiness from the strategies we'll talk about in this show right here. Because that's one of the main things about leveling up is achieving happiness in whatever it is that you do. And especially if it's not harming somebody else, because that's definitely part of leveling up. You can't harm somebody for your happiness. It has to be your happiness. That's not at the expense of somebody else's. So one might ask, you know, simple question, a good question about how are we going to start these conversations about leveling up? And the answer is pretty easy. You know, it's always been said that we can learn from others. We don't have to make every mistake ourselves. Also, we can learn from others' success stories as well. So in this show, what we're going to do is we're going to learn from others. We'll learn from politicking with each other. But current events will help us get to where we need to be because we can definitely find out a lot of information and see mistakes that people made through current events. We can dissect these stories and see where they went wrong. And through the dissection of those stories, we can potentially keep ourselves from making those same mistakes. And again, at the end of the day, become better people, learning from others. And just to be clear, it's not all about learning from others' mistakes, because people out here doing some real good things that's allowing them to get ahead. So we'll also use current events as the springboard for the dialogue. But again, it's about dissecting that current event and find out what tools and strategies enable that person to get ahead. Now we can take those strategies, potentially implement them in our lives, and maybe become better people and level up. Another way I intend to get us to a point where we can level up is by actually getting guests on the show. People who have walked whatever walk we're talking about and whatever strategies they've used in their daily lives to get where they are currently at. We'll see what worked for them. Actual people who this is what worked for me. They can speak from experience as opposed to somebody who's never done it, never been through it, trying to tell you what's going to work. They can actually be living proof of what worked. Also, we'll have people on the show over time who can tell you about things that didn't work for them. Maybe mistakes they made in real life that they were led to believe would lead them to prosperity, but actually slowed them down and may have led them to prison or just a life where it was a lot of subsistence. So we're going to get there. We're going to talk. We'll probably laugh. Maybe have some, not even maybe, we'll have some real difficult conversations because part of this thing right here called Level Up is about being honest. Honest with each other. Honest with yourself. And that's what it seems like a lot of people have trouble with, being honest with yourself. We all have delusions of grandeur sometimes. Also, we don't be honest with ourselves about the part we played in the predicament that we're in. So level up is about accepting all of that. The onus, the win, because we also tend to accept the win better than we do the loss. So, no, it's about full body, encompassing everything, the good with the bad. So that's how we're going to continue on the path of continuously leveling up. And I'll be the first to admit, you know, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, and sometimes I have to level up. And I'm gonna share a short anecdote. We'll see how short it is, but I'll tell a story about a time I had to level up. And before I tell a story, you know, I'll say this about leveling up. Sometimes leveling up, you might get checked by somebody who you would expect to be checked by. You know, your mother, your father, maybe an older brother, a teacher, something like that. But sometimes you might get checked by somebody you don't expect to get checked by. It could be an older person at the grocery store. You just never know where it's going to come, you know, that check is going to come from. But one thing you also need to realize is that sometimes you have to check yourself. And the story that I'm going to tell about me having to level up is about a time when I had to check myself. So before you spaz out on somebody else and maybe say they're the person to blame, sometimes you have to look inward. And it's actually best that you do that. So I'm going to tell you about the time when I had to check myself. Chickadee, check yourself before you wreck yourself. It's a song that even said that. But watch this. I'm going to tell you how the story right now. All right. So this one story where I had to check myself. I was about 25 years old. I'm heavily ensconced in the hip hop culture, you know, with the clothes of the time, the baggy clothes, long T-shirts, whatever you want to have it. So I had actually had on the fitted cap. Now, fitted cap, I thought was a pretty nice hat. It was a new era 59 fitted hat, a black and white pinwheel fitted. All right, so no big deal, right? I just got on the fitted cap. Nothing really to sweat. But part of the problem is I was actually at work with the hat on. Now, once again, maybe not a big deal on that side either. But one of the policies of the company that I was working for was that you couldn't have on a logo of another company inside that company's facility. So I was well aware of that policy, but I was just on my 25-year-old thing where I was just wearing the hat that I wanted to wear and kind of total disregard of the policy. As I said, I was fully aware of the policy. So one particular night, Sunday night, we were at work doing what we do. White manager at the time, he comes down the sort line, and he sees the hat that I have on. He compliments me on the hat. He tells me, "Ryan, that's a nice hat. Where'd you get it from? Never seen that style before." You know, highly complimentary of the hat. We go back and forth for a few minutes about the hat. He walks away. I'm feeling good about my nice hat. He complimented on it with good. No hard feelings, nothing of the sort. So that's that with the hat. Now, here comes the next part of the story. So at this particular job, there was more than one manager. So that particular Sunday night, as I stated, it was a white manager who was working the sort. Now, the next Sunday, I have on that same hat, same set of circumstances on the sort, whole nine is the same. But the only difference is this night is that it was actually a black manager and she was actually female on the sort. So again, I was fully aware of the policy about no other logos other than the company we worked for. That manager was fully aware of it as well. So now here's what happened. So she comes down the sort line and she's like, "Ryan, you know, what's up with the hat?" So in my head, you know, she was going to be complimentary as the gentleman was the week before. So I was like, "Yeah, you know, it's, you know, 59 fitted, it's my hat, you know, it's, you know, I'm feeling my hat." So she kind of was taken aback by it just a little bit. And then she reminded me of the corporate policy that stated that you can't wear outside logos in the facility. So, you know, I'm no fool. So I didn't give any pushback. I just kind of took it on the chin. I was aware of the policy, as I stated once again. So I took the hat off, put it in my locker. No hard feelings. Outright anyway, or outward. I didn't say anything negative towards her. So now it's moments later, back on the sort, no hat on my head. But as I'm standing on the sort and I'm just thinking back about her telling me to take the hat off, and then I immediately reflected or remembered back to the week before where the white manager had gave me praise for the hat, didn't have anything negative to say. So I start kind of saying, what's going on here that one manager told me to take the hat off and the other one didn't? So for a little bit, at least, I was kind of, I will say, in my feelings about the whole thing, about why she chose to, I guess, pick on me to tell me to take the hat off. So time went on, you know, didn't really talk about it to anybody, but always was in my head about that hat, one manager versus the other. So now here's the part about leveling up, because this is about leveling up, realizing where you're wrong and not trying to put the fault on somebody else. So like I said a minute ago about checking yourself, and sometimes you have to check yourself. So I'm checking myself. So as I'm thinking about the thing over some time, I started thinking, like, why am I acting like the manager who told me to take the hat off was in the wrong? Because clearly she wasn't. Again, I was fully aware of the corporate policy that mandated no outside logos. I was in violation of that policy. It's not like I forgot. And even if I did forget, it was my fault, but I didn't forget. I violated it on purpose because I was filling the hat. I wanted people to see me in this hat. So again, as I'm thinking about the thing over and over again, I said, well, I was wrong. I should have never had the hat on. If I would have never had the hat on, she would have never had the same thing to me about the hat. So in all reality, I put myself in that situation to even get talked to. And if she wanted, she could have escalated it. And potentially I could have got written up for being in violation of a policy. So that's one instance where you have to check yourself. We are not always right out here. We make mistakes, and we're going to make more mistakes. You can't look at somebody else and say, well, they make mistakes and I don't, because obviously it's just not true. So then I even started thinking a little bit further. If the black female manager, if she lets me get away with the hat, now you got somebody else the next week with a hat on. Now you have, weeks later, you could potentially have dozens of employees who are now in violation of the policy, all because she let one person violate the policy. Also, another thing I had going on in my head was, it's kind of messed up that the white guy was in high praise of the hat and the black woman wasn't. But then I also had to think a little bit further from her standpoint. In the workplace, you know, certain people can get away with certain things. Him telling me the hat was nice and let me get away with it, if his superior had seen me with the hat, I had to consider the potential that maybe the backlash he would have gotten wouldn't have been that severe. Because, I mean, sometimes society is set up certain ways where some people get away with stuff and other people don't. So I had to put myself into the shoes of the black manager who said, take the hat off, because the consequence that she may have faced from me wearing that hat might have been one that she couldn't come back from. Maybe they fire her. Maybe they let me keep the hat on and fire her and tell her she should have did something about it. So again, that might be extreme, but either way, the bottom line is, all I'm saying is that, to check myself, even though at first I thought she was in the wrong. And then, like I said, I thought about it over some time and I said, man, I was really tripping. Again, I didn't give any backlash, though. But part of leveling up is realizing your mistakes, trying to learn from them, be better from them. So even though I didn't have to, actually, sometime later, with that same manager who told me to take the hat off, we actually had a conversation about the hat. And she actually didn't remember the situation. And I guess in the world of what we had going on, it was something slight. And I didn't make a big deal of it anyway, so I guess it wasn't very memorable. But I did bring it up, and I told her exactly what I just said about, at first I thought she was the problem. And then, you know, some time later, I realized that I was the problem. And I actually thanked her for not allowing me to keep the hat on. Because had she allowed me to keep the hat on, I may have never come to a higher level of consciousness. I might have been thinking that violating a rule because I didn't think it was that big of a deal would be acceptable going forward. So she caught me at an early age. Like I said, I was mid-20s. And I found out then that even what you might consider to be a small violation could be a big violation to somebody else. So it was actually growth in her checking me and then me checking myself. So it's not a bad thing to check yourself or be checked by somebody. You can really grow and realize the error of your ways. So that's what we want to do here at Level Up. So I told that story just to bring a full circle about what we're going to do here. It's not about being right all the time. Nobody is. It's about realizing when you're wrong, how you can be better, mistakes that you've made, how to be better, and trying not to make those same mistakes over and over again. So level up. And I'm going to give y'all one more example about leveling up before we get out of here today. Before we do it, I want to thank Hindsight Media for putting this together. You know what I'm saying? So big shout outs to Hindsight Media. So bang, last short story real quick. So about leveling up. My mom had this thing growing up where she didn't like for you to call her crazy. It was a sign of disrespect. And that's just the way she deemed it. So anyway, that was kid growing up. So we knew better. We knew better. So now I'm about 35 years old or something like that. Me and my mom were riding out and we were joking back and forth in the car. And I said, "Ma, you crazy." And you know what she did? I'm driving down the street. My mom turned to me and slapped me. And I don't mean like a little pop. I mean, she slapped me like I was an 11-year-old boy. And all she simply said was, "Don't call me crazy." And, you know, I had to take myself back to when I was a boy. I mean, we knew that was something that she didn't like. And of course, even though I'm a grown man at this time, still doesn't matter. I mean, my mother's my mother. I respect her dearly. So that statement, even though it was in a playful manner, it wasn't anything serious, it was all lighthearted, didn't matter. She didn't like it, and I didn't like getting slapped, but guess what? I didn't even say anything back. I apologized, but I wasn't upset that she slapped me because, again, had to level up. Sometimes you got to realize that you made the mistake, and sometimes when you make mistakes, negative consequences come from those mistakes. So that was a negative consequence of the mistake that I made. She deemed the term to be disrespectful or the phrase. I knew she's always been that way about it. But again, in the moment of joking back and forth, I made the error and I got popped for it. Still to this day, I find it quite hilarious that I was, like I said, I think I might have been 34. I'm going to say I was 34. And, a 34-year-old grown man got popped by his mom. One of the best memories, as crazy as it may sound, it's still a great memory I have of her because it was hilarious. And it brought me back down. Again, always about leveling up. So, again, that's the story. Thanks for anybody out there tuning in. Once again, Hindsight Media, we appreciate you out here. And you know what the show is, right? If you don't know what the show is, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We're trying to reach higher levels of consciousness and be better than we were yesterday. That's it. Hindsight Media. And for anybody who's looking to read some great novels, I have a bunch of them, 9 actually. You can go to RyanHodgeBooks.com. Got a few different genres. Check them out. You know what I'm saying? Let me know something. RyanHodgeBooks.com, Hindsight Media. And once again, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We hope you tune in again. Level Up with Ryan Hodge.